So let's start by praying. Let's pray.
Ama namin Diyos na makapangyarihan sa lahat, salamat for another opportunity that you have given to us to study your word. We pray na ito pong lesson about life of Paul would benefit our life. We pray na bigyan niyo kami ng kaunawaan upang may apply namin ng truths ng iyong salita in our life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to have a new topic, and this topic would be something more technical, meaning you can consider yourself na para siyang one of the serious subject na pwede niyong matutunan in life, that you can learn in life. And also, this subject is not boring, because maring may perception tayo na some of the subjects na pinag-aaralan natin sa Bible, parang sa iba ay parang boring. Pero I tell you, this subject is not boring, because what we're going to discuss is we're going to know the life of Paul. We're going to talk about the missionaries, the churches that Paul established. We're going to talk about his ministry. We're going to talk about everything about Paul. Now, before we continue in our lesson, I'm going to give you a folder, each of you, because I want you to keep all the study notes that I'm going to give every Sunday. Na that would be your personal folder. So it's up to you to keep it here. You can put name on the first page of it, and then pwede niyong itago dito somewhere else para on next week pag nagbigay ako ng study notes, you will keep it in that folder. So you can do that in yun na yan. And today, this is our study notes. So you can start putting it late. Maybe you can put it right now, pero you can put it later on as well. So I think, yeah, that's it. So we're going to talk about the life of Paul. Now, first question: why do we need to study the life of Apostle Paul? Joe, do you have any?
To study the life of Christians and learn how they grew in their spiritual journeys and helped others.
So that's great. So pwede nating matutunan yung buhay ng mga Christian para makita natin how they perform their spiritual life, their Christian life, and we can copy the positive things about their life and avoid the negative things about their lives. So any other else? Why do we need to study? Bakit kailangan nating aralin ang buhay ni Paul? Sa tingin nyo? Any idea?
Is the scripture in the Bible?
Yeah, possibly. Maybe. An idea?
Isa si Paul sa mga writer ng Bible na yung about sa Christian growth, yung sa mga churches.
Okay.
Paano maging matatag na
That's
Christian.
Right. So Paul wrote a lot of things in the Bible. So especially about certain topics. So that's correct. Anything else? Meron kayong gustong idagdag? So what we need to establish is, why do we need to study the life of Paul? First is, we need to study the life of Paul because most of the book of Acts, most part of the book of Acts is about Paul's ministry. Unang layunin natin why we need to study the life of Paul, kasi basically we're going to study the book of Acts, most of it. So pag inaral natin ang buhay ni Paul, and by the way, ang approach ng ating pag-aaral, we're going to study Acts 13 onward, na pwedeng pag-aaralan natin exactly yung verse by verse ng mga passage na yun. Kasi narration siya, narrative siya, story, and sa book of Acts makikita natin yung exact ministry ni Paul sa, makikita natin yung sa book of Acts. So we need to study the life of Paul kasi basically we're studying the Bible. When we study the life of Paul, we're studying most of the part of the book of Acts. So the second thing is, why we need to study is because 14 out of 27 books in the New Testament were written by Paul. Now, ano yung implication nito? Why it is important? If we are aware about the context of each of the 14 books of Paul, we can have a background context every time we read the passage. Now, for example, if we open our Bible, for example, just random, Ephesians. Is there any one of you knows why Paul write Ephesians? Halimbawa, I open my Bible in 1 Timothy. Is there anyone among us who knows why Paul wrote 1 Timothy? And when did he wrote it? And who is the recipient? So, ang goal ng ating pag-aaral ng life of Paul is ma-establish sa atin na when we open a New Testament passage, especially Pauline epistle, we have a background on our mind already. We don't need to consult any other book, any other resources. On the back of our mind, we know already the context. So, pag-aaralan natin sa lesson na ito, yung bawat context, yung background ng bawat 14 books of Apostle Paul. So, for example, Ephesians. Pag binuksan natin sa Ephesians, ang end goal natin dito sa pag-aaral, alam natin kailan sinulat ito, saang bahagi ng buhay ni Paul sinulat ang Ephesians, and we will know the background of the book, of each of the books of Apostle Paul. So, that's what we're going to study. And lastly, why do we need to study the life of Paul? Because Paul's life and ministry show patterns for today's in mission, church planting, witnessing, teaching, and preaching. Kailangan nating aralin ang buhay ni Paul because si Paul ang naglatag ng pattern na pwede nating i-copy in our time. Go over in 1 Corinthians 11. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1. Anyone? Siguro, paikot yung ating pagbabasa. Mikey, pag nakita mo, can you read 1 Corinthians 11, 1. First Corinthians
11:1. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ.
Okay, so we see in this verse that Paul is exhorting the Corinthian church to be follower of him because he is following Christ. The same thing sa ating panahon, if we are aware and familiar and we know the life of Paul and how he did mission, how he did church planting, how he did witnessing, how he did teaching and preaching, we can imitate and follow the approach of Paul. And we can apply it in our life, in our Christian life. So, ang goal natin, pag alam na natin yung buhay ni Paul, pwede natin siyang kopyahin, tularan. Paano niya ginawa ang pangangaral ng Word of God? Paano niya nag-start ng mission? Paano siya nag-church plant? Paano yung Christian life niya? So that we can follow his pattern. Because we see in 1 Corinthians 11:1, we need to be follower of him because he's following Christ. Pero don't get me wrong, ang una at higit sa lahat nating tutularan dapat ay ang ating Panginoong Kristo. It's the main example natin in our life. But we need to study the life of Paul because he's also a follower of Christ. Follower of him because he's follower of Christ. So, yun ang tatlong reasons why we need to understand the life of Paul. Mainly, gusto ko i-focus ang maging highlight natin is yung pangalawa. Ang end goal ng ating class, the end goal of this class, is every time, after this lesson, after this class, what I want you to establish in your life is the 14th epistle of Paul, you would know the background of it. So, why it's important? So that when we study the Bible, when we study yung passage na yon, we would not neglect the context. We would not neglect the context. And also, mahalaga din yung Book of Acts. Basically, after this class, we're going to study most of the part of the Book of Acts. So, para siyang parallel, we're studying the life of Paul. At the same time, we are going to study the Book of Acts. So, those are the reasons. Now, go over in Acts chapter 1. Acts 1. In Acts chapter 1, I mentioned, parallel of this class we're going is the study of the book of Acts. So we need to know the book of Acts. Now in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Mikey, can you read Acts 1:8? Tapos na pala si Mikey. Cham, sorry. Can you read 1:8? Yeah.
But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come up upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Okay, in Acts 1:8, makikita nyo, you will find out the outline of the book of Acts. Yung structure ng book of Acts. Ang book of Acts ay nasusulat sa 1 to hanggang chapter 1 hanggang verse chapter 28. So merong 28 chapters ang book of Acts. And in Acts 1:8, nilatag dito ni Luke, and by the way, Luke is the writer of the book of Acts. Luke is the writer of the book of Acts. Laid out the outline of the book of Acts. And by the way, you can have different outlines. Pwede kayong magkaroon ng different outlines. Pero yung Acts 1:8 ang ating kukuhaning outline. Na ang outline na ito, yung mga churches, yung mga believers, they became witness in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 1 verse 1 hanggang chapter 8 verse 3, they became witness in Jerusalem. So ano yung Jerusalem? Yung Jerusalem, dito sa map, napapansin niyo yung Judea, and ito yung Jerusalem. The capital of the nation Israel. Yun yung Jerusalem. So, pag inaral natin ang Acts 1 hanggang chapter 8, pag binasa niyo yung Acts 1:8, naka-center yung story, yung narrative ni Luke in the city of Jerusalem. So, Acts 1 hanggang 8. Chapter 1 hanggang chapter 8. The second part ng Acts is they became witness in Judea and Samaria. Yung Judea naman, kita niyo itong kulay orange sa map. This is the region of Judea, kung nasaan yung Jerusalem. Jerusalem para siyang city ng Taguig. Ang Judea para siyang Metro Manila. Para siyang region. Parang Batangas. Ang Batangas ay province. Yung lugar na aming tinitirhan ay Santo Tomas City siya, city within the region or city within the province. So here, from Acts 8 hanggang Acts 12, they became, the believers, the churches became witness in Judea, the region of Judea, and the region of Samaria. So the, both regions. And lastly, they became witness to the end of the earth, to the uttermost part of the earth through the missionary of Apostle Paul. So kung makitingnan natin yung Acts 1:8, they perform what the Lord Jesus Christ said. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, Acts 1 hanggang Acts 8, and in all Judea and Samaria, Acts 8 hanggang Acts 12, and unto the uttermost part of the earth, Acts 13 hanggang Acts 28. So basically, yan yung ating gagawing outline. So, go over in Acts, titingnan natin, ano ba yung Book of Acts? Acts chapter 1, a quick survey ng Book of Acts. Acts chapter 1, makikita nyo doon yung introduction of the book, verse 1 to 3. In Acts 1, verse 4 to 8, makikita nyo yung promise of the Holy Spirit. Acts 1, verse 9 to 14, the ascension of Jesus Christ. And Acts 1, the selection of Matthias, yung replacement ni Judas. So, Acts 1, makikita nyo yung pag-ascend ni Jesus Christ, how He ascended in heaven, at yung pangako ng banal ni Espiritu. And also, sa Acts 1, makikita nyo yung pagpili ng mga apostol kay Matthias na replacement ni Judas. That's Acts 1. Acts chapter 2, makikita natin dito yung outpouring of the Spirit, Acts 2. Yung reaction of the crowd, yung namangha sila, bakit ang mga apostol, ang mga churches, church member ay nakakagawa ng mga, why they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And Acts 2, makikita din natin yung preaching of Peter and the conversion of the 3,000 souls. Sa Acts 2, makikita natin yun. Acts 3, kung tingnan yung Acts 3, makikita nyo dito yung healing of a layman. Yung pagkakagaling ng yung isang pilain na tao ay pinagaling ni na Peter and John and the events associated with it. And in chapter 3, makikita nyo din yung second sermon of Peter. In chapter 4 ng Book of Acts, makikita nyo yung first persecution against the church. And also the liberty of the church. Kung paano pinersecute ang church ng Panginoon. Sa Acts 4, makikita nyo yan. Acts 5, the first trouble within, yung increase and also the increasing persecution without. Chapter 6, yung the disturbance within is resolved, intensifying persecution without. Acts 7, yung martyrdom of Stephen. Paano pinatay si Stephen? In Acts 8, the persecution involving souls against the church. So yung mga event na yon, where is the location Acts 1 to 8 involved or occurring? In Jerusalem. So sa Jerusalem, Acts 1-8, makikita niyo yung mga events na yon. Hindi natin bibigyan ng details yung Acts 1 to 8. Pwede niyo siyang basahin on your devotion. Pwede niyo basahin so that you can have a background. You can check your study notes because nilista ko din dito yung survey ng Acts 1 to 8. Pero basically, it's about how the church became witness in Jerusalem. In Acts 8, makikita nyo din the conversion of the Samaritan. First time na nagkaroon na ng conversion o salvation yung mga In Acts 8, makikita nyo din how they became witness sa Samaritans. Especially Philip, and when Philip went to Samaria to became witness. Acts 8 yung makikita niya. In Acts 8, makikita niyo din yung conversion of the Ethiopian eunuch. Acts 9, conversion of Paul and the miracle of Peter. Acts 10, the conversion of Cornelius. Acts 11, conversion of Cornelius as well. And Acts 11, the work of Barnabas and Saul in Antioch. Acts 11, the work of Barnabas and Saul in Judea. Acts 12, the persecution by Herod. Si Apostle James was beheaded, Peter was arrested, and Peter was released from prison, and Herod died. So from Acts 8 hanggang Acts 12, lahat ng nangyari yon ay sa region ng Samaria and Judea. So pwede nyong basahin yung mga events na yon, pwede nyong gawing pattern or guide itong survey na nasa study note nyo if you want to study yung Acts 1 hanggang Acts 12. Pero ang focus natin ay going from Acts 13 hanggang Acts 28. They became witness to the end of the earth. Now, question. Who is the instrument of God so that the gospel is preached to the end of the earth? In Acts 13 to 28. Jones.
Missionaries, preachers.
Who is the specific character, the main character that God used?
Paul.
Exactly. Go over in Acts 9, verse 15 to 16. Can you read Acts 9, Joe? Can you read Acts 9, 15 to 16?
Yes, but the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will shew him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
Okay, so ito yung conversion ni Saul. Before ang name niya ay Saul, naging Peter, naging Paul siya. Pero ang tinawag ng Panginoon, God called Saul or Paul to become witness to the Gentiles. Yung mga Gentiles ay yung mga hindi-Hudyo, to the end of the earth. And in Acts 13 hanggang 28, makikita niyo yung first missionary journey of Paul. We're going to study each of the cities na pinuntahan ni Paul sa first missionary journey. Acts 13-14, first missionary journey of Paul. Acts 15 is the issue of circumcision and the law. We're going to discuss that as well. And Acts 15 and 16 started the second missionary of Paul. Acts 18, the third missionary of Paul, hanggang Acts 19. Hanggang Acts 21, the arrest of Paul and journey to Rome, and Acts 22 to 28, the arrest of Paul and his journey to Rome. Basically, Acts 13 hanggang 28 is all about Apostle Paul. First missionary journey, second missionary journey, third missionary journey, and his fourth missionary journey, pero we can consider that as his imprisonment and his way to Rome. Because sa Rome na kulong si Paul. So, the reason why you're studying the life of Paul is because we know we want to study the book of Acts. Most of it, from Acts 13 to 28. Iisa-isahin natin yung mga verses na yon about kay Apostle Paul. Now, the second reason why we need to study the life of Paul because we have 14 epistles of Apostle Paul. Majority of the New Testament is written by Paul. So, ang pinaka-goal natin dito ng ating pag-aaral, we know if, for example, ang preaching sa church ay about, halimbawa, just 2 Thessalonians. Ang goal natin ng ating class ay, if the preacher said 2 Thessalonians, we would know what is the background of 2 Thessalonians immediately. Because we're going to study the life of Paul and we were going to talk about why Paul wrote each of these epistles. So, ang goal natin ng ating pag-aaral ng buhay ni Pablo, na kapag kami nag-preach sa church at sinabi 2 Thessalonians, alam na kagad natin ano yung background ng 2 Thessalonians. Na alam natin yung context. Alam natin bakit ito sinulat. Alam natin kailan ito sinulat. Hindi specific date, pero alam natin saang part ng life ni Paul sinulat ang 2 Thessalonians. And we know why Paul wrote this epistle. So yun yung pinaka-goal natin. So, ito yung mga sulat ni Paul. As a quick highlight ng each of the book, we see Romans. Romans was written by Paul to the churches at Rome. 1 and 2 Corinthians, sa church ng Corinth. Ephesians, sa church at Ephesus. Ang Philippians, church at Philippi. Colossians, church at Colosse. At also sa Laodicea. 1 Thessalonians and 2 Thessalonians, church at Thessalonica. 1 and 2 Timothy, kay Timothy. Philemon, kay Philemon. Hebrews, sa Hebrew Christians. So, if we are going to study the life of Paul, probably you would have a good grasp or knowledge for each of this book. Malalaman natin, kaya pala sinulat ni Paul ang Galatians kasi ito yung problem. Diba? Tandaan nyo, yung 14 books ng Bible na ito ay mga letter. Halimbawa, who from you already got a letter from someone? Sino sa inyo ang nakakuha na ng sulat from anyone? Who from you got a letter? Even before? Nakatanggap na ba kayo ng sulat? Now, question. When you got a letter, is there any reason why you got a letter? Ikaw, William, when is the last time you got a letter? What's the occasion?
My birthday.
Birthday. So, ang occasion ng letter niya ay birthday. How about you? Goodbye letter. So, occasion niya is goodbye. Ako, nakatanggap ako ng letter lately ng bill. Meaning, Mr. Pagkaluwangan, you need to pay your water bill now. So, regularly, monthly. So, lahat tayo nakakatanggap tayo ng letter. We receive letter. Pero, all of the letter has occasion. All of the letter has a recipient, tayo. All of the letters has a sender. And do you know na itong 14 epistle ni Paul, ito ay mga letter? Meaning, merong writer, merong receiver, recipient, and merong occasion. Why? Why Paul wrote Romans? Why someone gave letter to William? Because it's his birthday. Why someone gave letter to Grace? Because it's a goodbye message. Why someone sent me a letter? Because of the bill na kailangan kong bayaran. So, all of the letters has occasion. The same thing here sa epistle ni Paul, may mga occasion to na ating aaralin. Bahagi ng ating pag-aaral, not only Book of Acts, we're going to study each of the occasion, the background ng mga ito. For example, may mga part sa sulat ni Paul na kahalintulad siya sa culture ng sinulatan niya. Halimbawa, yung mga Ephesians. Sa Ephesus, pag-aaralan natin na merong temple doon ni Diana. Temple ni Diana. Kaya sinulat niya kay Timothy sa 1 Timothy chapter 3 na ang church ay pillar and ground of the truth. Now, alam niyo ba na yung sinulat ni Paul, ang sulat na yun, si Timothy ay nasa Ephesus? At alam niyo ba na sa Ephesus, there's a temple of Diana? That's why Paul wrote, Timothy, the church is the pillar and the ground of truth in contrast sa temple ni Diana. So, we're going to study some of those details para mas ma-appreciate natin yung Bible. Especially, we're going to study most of that. So, that's just an introduction. I think we're done right now. So, very important, we're going to study the life of Paul, and the benefits of that is, una, dito sa ating, kasi pag-aaralan natin ang Book of Acts. Parallel ng pag-aaralan natin ng life of Paul is the study of the Book of Acts, from chapter 13 to 28. The second is, we're going to be familiarized with each of the 14 epistles of Paul. And lastly, we have to study the life of Paul because he is our pattern in mission, in church planting, witnessing, teaching, and preaching. So, yun yung ating mga pag-aaral. We're done. Do you have any question? So, it's quite technical. By the way, yung pag-aaral natin dito, para siyang technical. Anong subjects niyo ang medyo technical? Probably science. Kasi may sasauluin kayong mga term. Pero dito, I don't require you to study the term. I want you to, which later on na gagawin natin, we have to memorize the map. We're going to study the map. Na pag, ang goal natin, when we say Ephesus, we have a knowledge on our mind. Oh, Ephesus is somewhere here. So, halimbawa right now, saan ang Pasig? Somewhere, alam nyo, nabivisualize nyo na ay Taguig ay nadito, then Pasig is in the upper part, and Marikina is somewhere here. You have a visual in your mind na ang Pasig is somewhere here. Ganun yung gagawin natin. That's our goal. When we say Ephesus, or just like Pasig, it's somewhere here, there. So, that's part of our going to study. And by the way, this will be a long, long class. Probably it would take us 6 months or more. And during that, I would not require any quiz. But I want you to keep all the notes. Yung folder na yan, pwede nyo siyang itago somewhere here na maayos. Huwag nyo lang basta iiwan. And you can keep that. Because from time to time, I'm going to print maps. Those handouts will be your personal materials. So that later on, when you study by yourself the life of Paul, you already have materials. Okay? So, kung wala na, William, can you close us in a word of prayer?
Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to study the life of Paul. And we thank you that we were able to take the quiz. And we thank you that it's done now. And I ask that you would bless us as we worship you in your house today. In spirit and in truth. And I ask that you would fill Brother RJ and Dan with the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.